Today's episode is brought to you by the Ohio Toy and Comic Show on
Sunday, July 23rd,
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Fairborn Dayton, Ohio Inn. What's the address, Johnny?
2800 Presidential Drive, Fairborn, Ohio, 45324.
$2 admission, $12 year olds and under are free. Man, they're letting old kids in for free. Aaron, you got to charge
more. I was going to say, 12-year-olds, like, you know.
Man, that's like an adult.
That's puberty now, isn't it?
Anyway, so yeah, make sure you guys check out OhioToyAndComicShow.com. They're also on Facebook. You can get to all those links from their site. Check out their vendor list, their guest list. Your favorite podcast is listed on the guest list. So, you know, Bearded Beasts in the
I was going to say, the other one?
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, so definitely look for that.
I was looking to see if my favorite podcast was on there, but.
All right, we'll see you guys there. Hey, welcome to episode 97 of the infamous podcast, Cover Up 5 in a Galaxy Far, Far Away.
Okay.
So, as
obviously,
you...
I didn't know the title beforehand.
Nope, I didn't tell you the title beforehand.
Welcome to episode 97 of the infamous podcast.
Did you draw a blank?
No. I was just emphasizing that this was episode 97.
Three more to triple digits. It's crazy town.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Why is it crazy town?
I don't know. Because it's fun. It's like, you know, we've been doing this for a while now. I enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it.
Is anybody listening?
There's your mom listens.
No, my mom wouldn't know what a podcast was.
We know some people who listen, but no, we get listeners. A few of you out there. Thank you for listening. We love you.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends. Tell your mom.
Put it on. Put giant speakers on your car and drive with it broadcasting.
Okay. Go up to someone this week, grab their phone, go to the podcast app, and subscribe to our podcast on their phone.
Make sure you know the person.
No, just do it to random strangers.
You know what? You're getting punched if you come up and take my phone from me.
Anyway.
It's my property.
On that note. Anyway, okay, so obviously this is another cover-up episode. We're talking about covers. Not necessarily comic book covers this week. We are talking about kind of some of our fun
this
Star
is more
Wars artwork.
Episode 97. Cover-up. The art of Star Wars.
But I already wrote cover-up in a galaxy far, far away as the title. And okay.
Cover-up. The art from a galaxy far, far away.
There you go. We can make that work.
There you go.
So we each did five
pieces of art. There you go.
I have a couple comics. You have a couple comics. And then some other stuff, movie posters, things like that.
I don't have any movie posters.
I have two movie posters.
Right.
Anyway. Do you want to get
started?
I
don't have any movie posters. I have like... a poster that actually hung up in my room.
Nice. Well, the one movie poster I had hung up in my room.
Yeah.
And then the other movie poster was one that was at the one of our local movie theaters that isn't with us anymore.
Kenwood.
And I remember I would just stare at that thing thinking about how can I steal that poster?
It was demolished. It was turned into a trash heap.
Yeah, I know. Bastards. All right, so why don't you go ahead and start with your first one?
Okay, my first one is Star Wars Legacy Number Zero.
Mm-hmm.
The art is by Jan DeRusma,
mm-hmm.
who's been mentioned on the show before by Joe.
By Joe Caroni.
Yep. This was the start of a new thing that Dark Horse was doing, where it took place 100 years after Return of the Jedi.
Right.
Obviously, that's not canon anymore.
No.
But it was a story about how the Jedi had fallen again and the Sith had risen again, and it followed a guy named Cade Skywalker, who was direct lineage of Luke, and that it tied to the stuff that had happened in the novels, which had introduced a villain alien group called the Yuuzhan Vong. So there was some of the Yuuzhan Vong still around. The Sith were many, not just two. And the one that's on this cover, her name was Darth Talon, and she's a Twi'lek. But she's pretty much like tatted up and looks like Darth Maul type thing. And most of them did. Most of them had the red.
The red and black
tattoos. Some of them were white and black. Their leader was named Darth Krayt, which if for people who know Star Wars know that the Krayt is a dragon from Tatooine. And there's a pretty cool origin backstory to him, which I won't spoil because there are people out there who still probably are discovering this stuff.
Yeah, and to kind of go along with this, for 20 years, 20 plus years, Dark Horse was the steward of Star Wars. And in the Star Wars story and you know, legacy and a lot of the quote-unquote legends stuff now was was great.
Yeah, yeah. It's still, like, highly recommend it reading.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's not
canon.
I don't think it matters that it's not canon.
Most
anymore,
of your Star Trek, Star Wars, Transformers, you know, G.I. Joe, all those kind of, like, media stuff that's in comic books are not canon to most things. So
it just so happens this was canon at one point. It no longer is.
It was canon. It was canon with the novels, which made it interesting too, because they had never tied a comic book story to the novels like that. So like the history that had happened with Luke getting married to Mara Jade and having a son named Ben and all that was actual history in this story. And then eventually they introduced a Solo too. I forget what her first name is. But, like, she's in a different legacy story. Where Cade's a pirate, she's more, like, part of the Republic, like an officer or something in that. But Cade was a pirate and kind of followed his uncle, his great-great-great-uncle's thing. But, like, it was cool because, like, at one point Luke's ghost shows up and talks to Cade. And that it made you know that he had shown up before and Cade didn't want anything to do with it. And that, so yeah, that's my first one.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, my first one is Star Wars Tales, Volume 5. And the cover was by Sunio Sanda.
Sanda.
Yeah, thank you. And I love this one mainly, well, not mainly, but because it's this great look at Darth Maul. He's got the hood on. It's just the single side of the dual-bladed lightsaber. And he's got this just like, I don't know, kind of a shit-eating grin kind of look to his face. But he's very menacing looking. And, you know, I enjoyed the Star Wars Tales comics. You know, they were always fun to read because those were the ones where people could go wild.
It was pretty much Lucasfilm had authorized Dark Horse to just do whatever you want in those.
Just take it and go.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was definitely one of those things where the covers, especially for the collections, were always just really epic. Whereas, like, the art on the inside wasn't always great, but
it was
Star Wars trying Tales different
was
things.
Eclectic. So
it was an anthology.
But different kind of artists in that, which, you know, I appreciate those kind of anthology books.
All right. So what's your next one?
My next one is the second comic book cover, which is from the original Marvel Comics run. It's issue number 71, and the art is by Tom Palmer, and it's the quest for Han Solo. And it literally is like Marvel was doing the book at the time that the movies were coming out. So they had to fill space between movies. So it was literally writing stories that, you know, like looking for Han Solo, trying to find where the carbonite was. They were trying to get to it before, you know, Boba Fett got to Jabba the Hutt. Kind of thing. And this one's pretty epic. It's got Luke and Lando standing in front of a carbonite block that looks like it could be Han Solo, and they're being shot at. And it's just, you know, it was fun as a kid reading these stories because it was like Luke and Lando, which was, you know, different. A different dynamic.
Yeah, you don't think of Luke and Lando teaming up very often.
And it has the story, I think it was a three-part story, and the ending was like heartbreaking and cool at the same time. Because you're like, when they do the reveal, it's like, oh, wow. you know, it's not who you expect it to be, but somebody's in carbonite at the end that had shown up before, and it's like, oh, okay. So, yeah. Cool. I just, this is the one where, like I talked about before, when with Star Wars covers, this is one of my favorites.
Nice.
And, you know, this is one of the original ones that I still have.
Very cool. Very, very cool. All right, so my next one is also my second comic book, and it is The Star Wars, issue number 4.
Yeah.
And The Star Wars was the Dark Horse series again that was based on Lucas's original screenplay before it got edited and rewritten and cleaned up and, you know.
The Journal of the Wills.
Yeah, yeah. Essentially. And this is a General Skywalker and Jedi in training Anakin Starkiller, and both of which are on the cover of this with an ostrich-looking creature. And I just love it because the looks, that well, one, how beautiful Nick Runge. Yeah, that's right. How just like it's this painted looking art. Like, it's just really,
like,
really
all the covers
beautiful.
For that series look.
Yeah.
The like, art, they were painted. I mean,
the art in that series is amazing. The story, you kind of,
well, yeah, you kind of see why he went a different way with it and that, but it was cool, like, to see, you know, some of what Macquarie had done.
Yeah.
That was like from,
well,
based,
and it
from
was
that.
Based off of Macquarie's art.
Yeah,
and
a lot of Macquarie's art was like used in that. The Stormtroopers and Darth Vader, especially like.
And Darth Vader was really cool in that series.
Yeah.
Completely different character.
Wasn't burnt or anything.
No.
So like, you know,
he'd take the helmet
off at times, and it's like, oh, why do you wear that?
He was kind of handsome-ish, and you know, and all that. And Leia was interesting. And, Chewbacca was interesting.
Right.
You know,
they all had a little bit differences to them
just,
that made them.
It has become a really interesting what if.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. So next for you.
My next one is a poster that hung in my bedroom when I was a child. It was a giveaway at Burger King. and it's a poster by Boris Vallejo, which was one of three, I think. And this is the one I had. I didn't have the other two. And it's literally Yoda, Luke, and R2 on Dagobah. Mm-hmm. But it's done in Vallejo's style. So, like, it's very bright and very dynamic. And Luke has a red lightsaber in the picture. So I don't think anybody told Boris that he's not supposed to have a red lightsaber.
Yeah, it should be blue and
but
or green.
It's just one of those things where it catches the story without really like telling too much, but telling enough. And it literally at the bottom, it has the thing where it tells, you know, what's going on and all that. And it was just one of those things where it was like a moment in the movie pulled out into a poster. I mean, Boris is known for doing, you know, lots of different art, but like this is one where I'm like, yeah, this is one of my favorite pieces.
Very cool. Very, very
I think
cool.
Eventually I found the other two, but
yeah, I'm sure you did. And you have them now. And
I think I do.
Are they hung up?
No.
No. They're safely stowed in a tote.
I think so.
All right. My next one is the cover to the latest Timothy Zahn Star Wars novel, Thrawn.
Yeah.
And the art for that was done by Two Dots. Is the name of the group.
Oh, okay.
And I love this cover just because it shows just this really menacing half side of Thrawn's face. He's got the white uniform on, the red, white Imperial uniform. The red eyes are great. But again, it's just that menace that's in
now,
in
did
the
you
look.
Know there was two different versions of the cover?
No, I did not.
There's a black cover.
Okay.
That's exactly the same, except it has the white like lining around him, and then the cover's all black.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was a convention, like celebration maybe or something, but I know I seen a picture of it.
But having listened to the audiobook, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I was telling you, cause I'm listening to Empire's End right now.
Right.
Which is Chuck Wending.
Yes.
And, he is no Timothy Zahn. Like, I almost feel like Star Wars books should only be written by Timothy Zahn, but that would get
Timothy
a little,
Zahn brought it back.
Well,
by
right,
doing the Thrawn trilogy.
Right.
I mean, so. And you know, in the Thrawn trilogy, you literally, when you read that, you hear the voices,
right?
like you hear Harrison Ford's voice, you hear Carrie Fisher's voice, you hear Mark Hamill's voice.
Right.
It's not some of them that I've read over the years. It's like, I don't hear their voice on this one.
Right. And Mark Thompson, who does the voice for the audiobook.
Yeah.
Obviously, Han Solo is not in Thrawn, but in Empire's End.
Yeah.
He's spot on Harrison Ford. Is he? It's so crazy. But yeah, no, I really, really love.
Now in Thrawn, was it, what's his name that played the voice of Thrawn on Rebels? Is he the one reading?
No, it's Mark.
Oh, it's the same
guy?
Mark
Thompson does. Okay. He does all the voices.
Huh. So he sounds like Thrawn did
he
on Rebels?
Exactly like the other, not Mendelsohn, the guy from Hannibal. What was his name?
It's his brother.
Yeah, I know it's his brother, but he sounds exactly like him from Rebels.
Jen Erso's dad.
Yeah.
Galen Erso.
Yeah. So anyway, cool, man. Yeah. So I don't know. I definitely think that's a book everyone should check out.
Well, I mean, especially now because it's the origin of him that ties into Rebels.
Right.
Because characters from Rebels show up in it.
Yes.
A couple
Governor
of them.
Price.
Yeah. Price and a couple other ones.
A few others. I hope we get to see the Chiss on Rebels.
Yeah.
I hope that this book has a follow up. Because there's something that happens at the end with one of the characters that I'm desperate to follow.
Like a follow-up of another character? Yeah. Because whatever's going to happen to Thrawn is probably going to happen in the upcoming season of Rebels because of what Bindu said.
I hope they don't kill him.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I don't think he's going to be killed. I think he's going to be banished.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll tie into the Thrawn trilogy because that was the whole point of him showing up. The Empire had been destroyed and he shows up and he's like, what happened?
Yeah.
Because they were so far out of contact that he didn't know anything.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, that would be a great tie-in for whatever the next animated series is if he shows back up.
Well, that would be a cool one. So, awesome. All right, so next up for you?
My next one is actually a collector's case from Kenner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the artist is. I'm trying to find out, which if I find out, we'll put it in the show notes at some point, but they did these collector cases when they released Star Wars Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. They had two gray trays in them, and they would hold 12 figures each, and the art on the front of them was always like original art.
Right.
And I had this case when I was a kid. It's the actual original Star Wars collector's case, and it's just a beautiful graphic of pretty much every action figure they had made up until that point. So you had R2, R5, Han, Chewie, Vader, Ben, the Death Star gunner, stormtroopers. Like, it was literally just...
you have Greedo, you have Hammerhead.
Yeah, a plethora of different oddball characters all on this cover because that's who was released and that's why they did it that way. And it's a promotional piece. I mean, but to have this like in your hands and you had your figures in it all the time and you would carry it around. And it's like, this is probably one of the earliest pieces of Star Wars art I remember looking at.
Right.
And I looked at it constantly because it was on my case.
Cool.
Which eventually fell apart because it was just plastic.
It was like cardboard underneath, right?
Yeah, it was a cardboard piece under a piece of plastic, right. But like if you opened it up so much, it just rip off.
Yeah, I remember. I didn't have that one, but these are showing up as
magnets. Nice. So yeah, it's like one of those things where I might have to hunt down one of those.
It'd be
magnets.
Nice to get a magnet like the size.
That would be cool.
So,
yeah.
Very cool. All right. So my next one is my first poster. And it is the poster for Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I mean, I wasn't born for another, 8 months after Star Wars came out. But, you know, because it came out in May. I was born in December.
What year were you born?
77.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, but I still remember this poster just everywhere. You know, I still have the original sheets from 1977.
Yeah.
For a twin bed.
Right.
You know, and this is the art that's on those sheets.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't want to just pick a sheet as my art.
Sure.
Like, but I wanted to pick Well, I know I could have, but I wanted to pick what brought that in. And the cool thing about this is you have a overly muscle bound Luke Skywalker.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And Mark Hamill is, I don't think he's ever been like,
well,
jacked,
and I mean, his shirt isn't, you know, opened
no.
at all in the
no, never.
Movie like that. So. Like, it's just, you know, it's the same as the Boris like stuff for the Empire Strikes
right.
Back, those three posters. It's that style, and that style that they did was kind of like what George Lucas was going with
right.
the idea that Star Wars was an adventure story.
Right.
And the, you know, the Jason of the Argonauts, the Hercules,
right.
always
right.
had a muscular body.
Sure.
And that's what Luke
yeah,
was.
He had
really.
Abs and pecs for
yeah.
days. I love Leia in this one because she's not. This isn't one where she's like hugging his leg or anything
right, yeah.
like that. She's all sassy with the gun,
right?
And you know, she's showing some leg. But you have C-3PO and R2-D2 in the background. You have the shadow of Vader essentially
right.
looking over everything, and then you have a squadron of probably, you know, more X-Wing than were in the movie flying
more X-Wings
towards,
than the Rebels could afford
yeah, flying towards the Death Star. And yeah, it's just, it's so simple.
And the Death
but,
Star is the early, like
yeah.
not the one that, you know, you see
in the
movie.
In the movie.
It was more
yeah.
the early like renditions mm-hmm. they had done of it in that.
So,
which like on the collector's case, the Death Star is upside down.
Right.
So it looks more like it does in Rogue One.
Right.
Where it's hanging upside down over Jedha.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's just ironic. And I think that they probably did that on purpose because,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. But yeah, and I think for a lot of people, this is one of the first visuals that they
oh, yeah.
saw from
yeah.
Star Wars and really kind of hooked them to the show. Anyway. All right. Or the movie, not the show, but or the universe. How about that?
There you go.
All right. So your next one.
My last one.
Your last one.
Yeah. Is actually a book cover.
Yeah.
It's an anthology book that came out years ago called Tales of the Bounty Hunters,
mm-hmm.
actually 1996. So years ago.
Yeah.
It was edited by Kevin J. Anderson. The cover art's Stephen Yule, and it's just one of those ones where it's like the baddest bunch of bounty hunters, you know, the galaxy will give you is on that cover. And it's everybody that you've seen in Empire Strikes Back. I mean, Boba Fett, Dengar, Zuckuss, 4LOM, Bosk, and IG-88. And literally, they're like, the cover was a wraparound cover.
Right.
So the back of the cover was Cloud City and pretty much all the stories tied to them going after Han Solo.
Right.
And it's a fun book to read. I mean, it's been a while since I read it, but I remember enjoying it.
Very cool.
Back
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah, and know. It's like, you know, like you said, it's like all the iconic
yeah.
you know, bounty hunters. You have Dengar, you have IG-88, you have Boba Fett.
The ones that should all be Black Series figures. They've
yes.
only done three of them. They've done Fett.
Bosk.
They've done IG-88 and they've done Bosk.
Did they do IG-88?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, they do need to finish this.
Yeah,
one
Dengar,
out.
Zuckuss, and 4LOM
yeah.
would be really cool to just
yep.
like have lined up on a display
hell
case
yeah.
with Vader standing there. Yeah.
And I know you have Bosk because I bought them for you.
Yeah, and I have IG-88 also.
So, very, very cool. Yeah, which that anthology you said was 96?
Yeah, 1996.
Tales of the Bounty Hunters?
It's marked as a Legends book
yeah.
now.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
they're all marked as Legends books now. All right, and my final one is a poster that came out and immediately became a collector's item. Because it has the wrong name of the film on
right.
there. So Return of the Jedi was originally called Revenge of the Jedi. And then they decided Jedi well, wouldn't seek revenge.
George Lucas was like, wait a minute. Jedi
hold on.
Wouldn't seek
just
revenge.
A second.
Yeah.
And but these posters had already gone out. And as I alluded at the beginning, there was a here in Cincinnati, there's a mall called Kenwood Town Center. And they used to have a movie theater right there in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And this poster was right at the bottom of the three steps that you had to walk down where you'd either go right or left.
Oh yeah, it was
the
right
theater,
there in the hallway.
It was
I remember
just
it.
There. Right. You looked at it every time.
Yeah, and it was probably like 5 foot tall.
Yeah.
And I mean they had like posters lining the walls, but they were like laid on probably like cardboard or some kind of thick wood.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like shellacked on there.
Yeah, well, and it had a frame. It had
and the, they were had, sealed to the wall.
Right, and it had the it had this like gold like frame. Yeah, that looked like an old ticket taker booth on all these posters. And yeah, I just
in the later years they didn't have that.
No, but like with this particular poster, like I drove my friends nuts about the heist I was gonna pull to steal this poster off the wall.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you're gonna go and you're gonna light this on fire. You're gonna distract this person.
Had a plan. I just looked to see if how it was attached to the wall.
Yeah.
Because I figured I could just pull it off the wall and walk out with it.
Nope.
It was sealed to the wall.
It was screwed onto the wall.
It was sealed to the wall.
But
I know somewhere behind there, it's probably still.
I know. No kidding. Oh, dude.
Did they even put anything there?
Yeah. There's a movie or that clothing store.
Oh.
So
it's behind a wall in the clothing store.
Maybe. Anyway,
no, but, like that image is an iconic image anyways. Obviously, it's Return of the Jedi.
Right.
But in this one,
you have Vader staring off into the
the
ether. And then you have this great look of Luke versus Vader on the steps of the Death Star in that duel, their second duel out.
I picked this one. Remember?
Did you?
Remember when we did the last
episode? Oh, yeah, you did.
I picked this one, but it was from Vader Down where they had everybody attacking Vader coming up the hill. And it's like, yeah, it's just that iconic image. That whole thing with Vader staring off into the distance. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, like I said, it's so cool. It's one that I love. It's one that I think about still.
This one's probably more reproduced than most any other Star Wars poster.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I'd be okay with a reproduction of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so if anybody wants to order me a reproduction of it.
I don't know where you would.
Yeah. But yeah, so.
Go to your local FedEx Kinko's and just print off a copy.
No kidding. This is a pretty low res version that I found. All right. So we're going to post all of these to the website. We're in the month. It's the 40th anniversary month of Star Wars.
When this episode airs, it will be the 40th anniversary.
So we figured what better way to celebrate than to talk about the art that made the series possible.
Right.
So.
This episode airs on Friday the 26th and the anniversary is Thursday the 25th will be the 40th.
So, and if you guys want to share,
hug a book, hug a Star Wars art book,
hug an action figure.
There is a bunch of art books out there.
Yeah.
That they have done over the years. One was posters. One was concept art. And I definitely recommend those for, like, if you like art and if you like Star Wars art, those are definitely books I would recommend.
Cool.
You can look them up on Amazon.
Definitely. All right. And if you guys have Star Wars art that you like and want to share, either tag us on Instagram, post it to our Facebook page, or email it to us and we'll go ahead and post it for you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I would like to see what other people like.
Yeah,
and obviously these are five of many.
Yeah, these aren't like my top five. It's just, you know,
I don't think I have a top.
Yeah, it would be hard pressed. So
yeah,
but
Star Wars art's been reused so much that, you know, you have to go back to the original to, you know, name it. But there's other pieces that like stand out in my head just because they've been with me since I was a kid. So
I mean, like, because you even said, oh, you could pick toys or all this stuff. And I was thinking of like the card that like some of the toy, like the original ones. It's like, oh man, there were some great ones.
Well, but like the packaging on vehicles, I mean, you know, some of that stands out. And we've met the man who shot Skywalker.
Yeah, we have. So
yeah, so
anyway,
I mean, he has. Yeah, he sells a lot of those.
So I was going through his website, and I was like, "Man, I want to put some of this on here." But then I decided I'm going to save that for a later episode.
Sure, sure.
So, all right,
are we doing a toy episode? Favorite toy art?
Just favorite toys.
Favorite toys.
Mass Crusaders.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, great. So this has been episode 97. It's a short one. Johnny's on vacation, so Are we be on vacation when we do this? When this one's supposed
when
to go
this
live?
One airs, yeah.
So yeah, Johnny's on vacation. So that's why it's a
that's
short.
That's why
one.
We're recording it now.
So
that's why there's no new news bites or anything like that.
So lots of stuff got canceled. Lots of stuff got renewed. Timeless got canceled, then renewed. So,
but we were going to talk that on the other episode.
Yeah. So anyway, you guys heard all about that stuff last week. Anyway, yeah. Any last words before we go?
No, I'm pretty much good.
All right, later. The Infamous Podcast is recorded just outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, in the infamous Nerd Den Studios thing, aka my house. You can find us online at infamouspodcast.com. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as Infamous Podcast. And as always, if you have questions, suggestions, all around comments about the show, you can email us at contact@infamouspodcast.com. Johnny, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Johnny Podorf.
And I'm Brian Tudor. I'm on most social networks as Brian Tudor. As always, new episodes every Friday. If you like what you hear, do us a favor and head on over to iTunes and drop us a 5-star review. It helps us get found by more people and it'll help the show. And
do the other... Well, the other sites have that,
yeah,
too.
Stitcher as well, and Google.
Yeah.
And I think we have a Patreon page. Is that right?
Yep. Patreon page, but I don't know the... What is it? Patreon.com/infamouspodcast?
There you go. And check it out. We have some pretty cool...
I may have just had an aneurysm.
Prizes to win. Johnny just got that. Anyway, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night,
wait a minute.
Evening,
is that blood coming out of my
weekend,
nose?
Whatever it is. Any last words?
Nope.
Later.